Which country is hovering at the top when it comes to very good wines at very reasonable prices? Spain.
Well, joining us live to talk about it, Scott Greenberg, wine columnist for the Washington Examiner and our Wine of the Week. Scott, welcome back.
Olé.
Spain surprised me on this one.
Well, listen, you know, New Zealand, Chile, Australia, Argentina, Portugal, they've all had their time in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
But Spain is really breaking out on their own. They've got a new generation of winemakers. They've invested money in wine technology, and they're really hitting the forefront of great value right now in wine.
Now, when I think Spain, I tend to think red, but apparently there are a lot of very good whites.
There are. There's some really terrific whites under $15, and there's some really great wines, red wines, under $25. And the remarkable thing about the reds is they're ageable, or you can drink them now. I mean, you know, I like to drink them now, but if you really are patient, you can put them down and age them for a little bit.
Well, let's start with a summer wine. White wine treat.
Oh, man, after a day like today, I could use a white summer white wine treat. How about the 2009 Protos Verdejo? Now, this is 100% Verdejo grape. It's a white grape fermented in stainless steel vats, and it features these really pretty floral scents of honeysuckle and green apple and nectarine. But it's the flavors of apple and orange blossom and then these little touches of tropical fruit that get buoyed by delicate mineral notes and really pretty acidity. Now, remember, we've always talked about acidity. Acidity is what keeps that wine light and bright. And for $14, you get a little fire extinguisher for your tongue.
Ooh, nice. What about reds?
Well, you don't often hear about red wines from the Costa Brava section of Spain, but the 2009 Oliver Conti Toro Negre is going to change that, I think. The Toro Negre is Catalonia for Black Hill that sits at the edge of the estate. And it's a red wine blend. They've thrown everything in here. They've got Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, Grenache, Cabernet Franc, and a touch of Carignano. It spends about 1 year aging in French oak barrels, which is just enough time to give it the juicy black cherry fruit and plum and licorice flavors a chance to mellow out, but it still have that refreshing pop of acidity. A touch of pepper on the deep finish is just right. $15.
Now, nice. We understand you have unearthed a handcrafted wine, which is a really good value. Tell us about it.
I like this wine. The 2006 Convento San Francisco Crianza. I'm trying to get all the accents right here. This is from Ribera del Duero. It's a fruit. It's a red fruit wine. Again, a blend of 90% Tempranillo, 10% Merlot. It's sourced from a number of older vineyard sites around Ribera del Duero. A lot of these are pre-phylloxera sites, so they're very old vines. And the wine is then aged in a combination of French and oak barrels. And again, you're going to get these really beautiful plum and tobacco notes and all on a blackberry and dark plum frame. Lovely pop of licorice and tobacco mingle with soft tannins and bright acidity. The balance and structure on this wine is really incredible. It's like a wine two or three times the price, and it's $25.
Wow. I'm looking for that one.